It's been just over a year since Phil Ng took over the reins at the MBTA. He arrived with a promise to fix a transit system plagued by deferred maintenance and a host of other problems. This month, House Speaker Ron Mariano told colleagues he's encouraged by the progress Ng is making.
We have a train man, a man who can walk the tracks and not electrocute himself. So it's a gentleman that we feel is going to make an impact.
For riders, that impact can't come fast enough. A few of them spoke with WBUR's Andrea Perdomo Hernandez.
It's lunchtime by Harvard Square. Cars whiz by while people carrying food containers and coffee cups cross the street. Stephanie Liu waits for an MBTA bus. She visibly tenses when she talks about taking the subway over the last year.
I mean, it's gotten worse. The red line's so slow. There's just closures everywhere. And I just refuse to sit on the red line or the green line anymore. I moved because I didn't want to take the red line to school anymore.
Liu says she avoids the subway completely. Today, she's taking the Route 1 bus downtown to run an errand.
The next Braintree train arrives in 11 minutes.
At Downtown Crossing, Woody Hayward and his wife wait for a red line train. A sign says it stopped a few stations back. Those messages are one of the Haywards' biggest T-related headaches.
Sometimes the little signs like gaslight you, where they're like, the train's going to be here in 10 minutes. And you're like, okay, cool. And then two or three minutes go by and it still says 10 minutes. And you're like, now they're just lying.
The Haywards say they pad their travel time by at least 15 minutes. Sometimes they walk to make sure they reach a destination on time. Despite that, Rebecca Hayward says the red line has improved in the last year.
I guess it's like better than it was at the worst, but it seems like it's slow progress. There's still a lot of issues to work out.
Issues like slow trains, staffing shortages, and federal safety mandates, just to name a few. This is all part of the challenge for the MBTA's general manager, Phil Ng. In his first year on the job, he crafted a track improvement plan that aims to eliminate all speed restrictions by the end of 2024. So far, the T says it has cut by more than half the areas where trains have to reduce their speed. MBTA Advisory Board Executive Director Brian Kane is encouraged by that number. He hopes Ng is restoring riders' faith in the T.
Phil has demonstrated an ability to say what he's going to do it, and tell people that it's done and have it be real and meaningful. And we haven't had that in the last several general managers.
But fixing subway tracks has meant stopping trains for days and sometimes weeks at a time. The T has staggered closures and offered alternatives, like shuttle buses, to help riders get around. Still, transit advocate Katie Calandriello of the nonprofit Transit Matters says the T isn't great at communication, especially when it comes to service changes or diversions.
The comms at the T could be a lot better around the diversions. There's still like riders that are showing up and have no idea that the diversion is happening.
Another challenge has been staffing. Under Ng, the MBTA says it's hired or promoted more than 1,000 new workers. State lawmakers are taking note. They're considering a budget proposal that would inject $555 million into the T. That will help, but it won't solve all the T's problems, like Stephanie Liu's late bus. Liu is done having patience with the T. She has a message for the general manager.
Fix the T system. Like, we live in a city and we pay a lot of taxes, and the T system shouldn't be as broken as it is.
Ng says he's open to feedback. He rides the T daily and says he wants it to work better, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Perdomo Hernandez.